Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Tuesday. There are all kinds of sevens here, Jay. Seven. Can we get another seven? Let's see. It's seven. I have seven achy toes. How's that? Seven. There used to be a drink, Seagram's 7-7. You familiar with that? You ever? What was it? Seven up and seven something else, I think it was. Wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it, and now I can't think of what it is. Yeah. The seven right. And seven.
Yeah, somebody will send you on our social media. Someone will mix it up for
it's
you.
It's an adult libation. I know that.
Yes, it is. That's very true. Tuesday it is. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I here treating this as a dream job because it really kind of is. How's your job? Think about your job. Is it any old job? Or even if it is, do you treat it as if it was the fastest way to get ahead and change your life? And just, I mean, if you're looking for your dream job and you don't have it yet, it's like a house, right? Or a friend? Or what's the best day of the week for you? Or how's your life going? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Make this the best day possible. And I think you'll find at the end of the day, you'll feel much more satisfied than if you complain. We all have stuff to complain about. Don't have enough money. Kids make too much noise. Car's out of gas. I didn't sleep well last night. The allergies are getting at me. You can complain about all of that stuff. And you know what? Pretty much no one will care when you get right down to it. You have to take care of that sort of thing yourself because there are a lot of people who are thinking about things, even if they don't actually affect them. Think about it. I mean, how many people really, honestly and truly, are affected by the gun laws? I know a lot of people own guns. What are there, 300 million guns in America? But in reality, most people are extraordinarily responsible with them. They use them
for
the intention. And so we have all this focus and thought aimed at a few people who are irresponsible. That's putting it nicely. Pretty much they're insane. And so we get – and I think this goes for both sides, Jay. And I'd like to get an update on what's going on in New York because it looks like they've taken some pretty strong action there. But just in general – having all of this discussion, we're upset about the, and as we rightfully should be, all the killing and the mayhem brought about by so few people, but yet they influence what we think and what we're doing and how we're acting and how we feel. And it seems like it's not fair in reality. Back to the business about being satisfied, being the best you can be, doing the best you can. So in New York, what did the governor do? As far as owning rifles are concerned.
Yeah, Governor Hochul changed some rules. New Yorkers under the age of 21 will be prohibited from buying semi-automatic rifles under a new law. Now, she signed about 10 gun-related bills. One will require micro-stamping in new firearms. This is something that will help law enforcement solve
micro-stamping
crimes.
Is making sure there's an ID on the gun that most people can't file off. Is that what that is?
Yeah, and it will. So it's going to help solve gun-related crimes that typically have been a little bit more difficult to solve.
Yes.
There's a revision to the state's red flag law, which is going to allow courts to temporarily take away guns from people who might be a threat to themselves or others.
How would that happen, though? One would wonder, how would you bring that action about? What kind of... Is it easy?
Well,
to
reports
bring?
Of domestic violence, if okay. somebody yeah. is dealing with suicidal thoughts and they are being seen by mm-hmm. a medical professional for it. And it also seems like, and I know this is going to be an unpopular opinion, but maybe there needs to be a rebranding of gun control, because the word control really ticks a lot of people off.
How about responsible gun ownership?
Gun responsibility. It's Matthew McConaughey discussed gun responsibility, and I think that's one of the things that it's not just about taking guns away, because they're already out there. It's about what we're doing with the guns that are out there. Certain types of guns just don't need to be out there, but yeah, you throw in that control word, and everybody kind of wants to flip a table, and rightfully so, because, again, we don't want to be controlled. We already feel like we're being controlled in other situations. It's just enough already. Responsibility should be the word of the, not the day, but the word of the decade.
Yep. All right, so there's the first step. There are other states that are doing things. The feds are considering it. It's just, even some Republican, and I shouldn't say it that way because I don't mean it that way, because there's always even some Republicans or even some Democrats or even somebody you wouldn't expect. So the bottom line is that there is some other stuff federally that's being considered that seems unusual. But I'm back again to the theory that I put forth last week, that this may have been, look at last weekend, even more so, the straw that breaks the camel's back. Time to do something to address the problem and the situation. So you know, you go back to what happened in Uvalde, which that really is the straw, I think. And you look around at what is coming out there. An interview I saw yesterday with a teacher who was wounded in the shooting, she described the first encounter she had with this kid. And she said that the police were cowards. And there have been a lot of people who have said that or something similar to that. Back again to there's another item in the long list of things that have to be addressed in order to make these things, all of them, more livable, if that's what you, just as a manner of speaking. There are a lot of gun talks, though, as I said, in Congress. There is, I would describe it as fragile optimism for a deal that will put a lot of things together, like the mental health issue, the reforms that are necessary, the focus, and the people. A couple of Senate panels yesterday set goals on legislation, and the Republicans were on board. Republicans seem to be the lackeys for the NRA. Gun ownership, I don't consider them to be lackeys for me. I'm an NRA owner, an NRA member. I'd like to think that the leadership of the NRA, if they get rid of LaPierre's influence, that the people who are running it actually have some common sense. LaPierre doesn't. He's just in it for himself, and he always was. At any rate, that's kind of a quick update on what's going on with all of the various people and ideas that are coming forth with regard to how to help the situation, how to fix the situation, how to deal with the situation. All those things are important. In a moment, we talk about what's going on across the pond. Some interesting things going on with Boring Boris after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans,
so I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Half the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Tuesday, the 7th of June. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here with me. Boris Johnson, very boring guy. I just said to Jay, anybody who has any self-esteem doesn't go around looking the way this guy does. Like, he washes his hair before he goes to bed. He doesn't brush it or comb it. And when he wakes up in the morning, the hair, it's sleepy hair, right?
Well, he hasn't come out and said anything, but there have been people that have suggested or rumors that he might have that, oh, I forget what it's called, but that hair disease, not disease, yeah, but
alopecia.
No. It's not a disease, but it's a type of hair that it's like, no matter what you do to it, it sticks up. A nickname for it is like glass. I think it's like glass hair or something. I can't. Oh, I'm gonna have to look at this. We talked about it one time, but I do wonder if it's something that's out of his control or not.
Really, I'm not.
Because it's always in the same spot. It's always that same spot. Or maybe he just has this really gnarly cowlick that he is like.
There you go.
Can't do
Boris
anything about
Johnson,
it.
Johnson. Yesterday, people are talking about the fact that he survived a no confidence vote. He got enough support from his conservative party to stay in office, but just by the hair on his chinny chin chin or the hair on his head, it was 211 in favor of him staying there. A couple of the support that, well, who you would expect to support him didn't. But, you know, this is him because of that party that they had, remember? There was during COVID, he had a big party. And he lied about it. During COVID, everybody's supposed to have their distance, and there was something. He just looked bad, and I think he's looked bad a lot. I just don't see him. It's interesting because it seems so counter to what the British demeanor is. He seems to be, everybody, as much time as I've spent in England, there is the impact, even people who are not on the high end, they seem to be all buttoned up. Do you know what I mean? They they look prim and proper. Men walk around in ties. I had a great friend named Eric Keddie that was a very close friend for a long, long time. He passed away about 8 years ago. But no matter what, in the morning he'd get up and he'd get dressed. He'd put on a tie. He'd put on a vest. And it was just he'd work in the garden. And he was all dressed up. That's kind of, maybe it was the old generation, the business about stiff upper lips and that sort of thing. But he wouldn't have voted for this guy no matter what. All right, under the circumstances, a lot of things going on today as usual. What's going on in Ukraine in the next half hour? And the fact that there are seven states today doing primaries. That's pretty interesting stuff. We'll get to that as we continue here on Doug Steffens Good Day. It's 21 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour, trending items now from the celebrity focus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Doug and Jay, and the latest story from The Rock. There are always lots of stories from The Rock, about The Rock, for The Rock, but we'll give you the bottom line on something nice that he's done again for his mom right after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volvo Cars USA has selected Catherine Owens and her fourth grade student Avery Irwin from Washington Episcopal School as winners of its national EV as ABC's public service announcement. The interactive Twitter campaign features short videos of school kids explaining the ABCs of electric vehicles to consumers to raise awareness about technology. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
All right, so Jay, The
yes.
Rock, probably the most, is he, I guess it'd be a toss-up for me between Tom Cruise and as far as male actors are concerned. I think Nicole Kidman is up there as far as female actresses are concerned, but The Rock and Tom Cruise maybe are the ones that get the most attention. So as long as we're paying attention to The Rock, what's he doing? What did he do for his mom?
Continuing to win the Best Son Ever Award, he surprised his mom with a new home. Again. This is not the first time he surprised her with a new home. He has done so much for his mom, and it's one of those things that he's been very vocal about it, that she has done so much for him through his life and his childhood and everything she did for their family, and he's just more than happy that he can, in ways, repay her. And this house is a lot, it has a lot more meaning to it than the previous homes or the vehicle that he's gotten her, because before he did this for her, she had said that if she ever moves again, after all the world travel she's done, she just wants to be in one house for the rest of her life. Whatever home she moves to next, that is, she wants that to be the house for the rest of her life. So this one that he just bought her and surprised her with has different kinds of memorabilia from their family, from their heritage. There are photos. Yeah, there's a whole ukulele room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are things that she hasn't even seen since, that are parts of her family since she was a child that he was able to track down and put in different rooms. He has this one room that is called the quote-unquote SmackDown room, and it houses all of her rock and DJ memorabilia.
Really? Huh. He grew up in American Samoa, and a lot of people don't know that. It's close to Indonesia and down the Pacific. And the skin color and stuff, they grow up kind of American, but they have their own traditions as well. So he's done a great job of giving back, if you will. Kind of reminds me of, we all criticize those who keep it unto themselves. LeVar Burton is another one, I think, who's done. Just think about all the good that is done by people. We think about, the business of taxes and stuff and what good they can do with that money. There is better, I think, way there, any number of ways you can show if you have money how to be responsible with it and help people out rather than having the government take it from you and distribute it. That's my own philosophy anyway. So good for The Rock. 28 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elon Musk has a right not to consummate his acquisition of Twitter and a right to terminate the merger agreement. That's according to a letter from his lawyers to the Twitter General Counsel Monday morning. Musk has been complaining of resistance from current Twitter employees as a sticking point. Mexican President Obrador has dropped out of a summit for the Americas in Los Angeles, California, after President Biden was not inclusive, denying Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua an invitation. It's a setback to President Biden's leadership as China influence in the region is growing. Ukrainian troops were engaged in fierce street fighting with Russian soldiers as the Kremlin push for control of the eastern Donbas region continues. As some may want to remember, today is National VCR Day. It's also musician Prince's birthday. He passed away in 2016. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
As lawmakers in Washington are focused primarily on hardware legislation, the root cause for someone to pick up a gun and do something terrible is not included. Tightening school security is something lawmakers can do. That would have an immediate impact. This idea from Republican Representative Scott Fitzgerald from Wisconsin on Newsmax.
What we saw last week, I think, was kind of a hodgepodge list of gun bills that had been laying around, authored by different Democrats. And when the Republicans came back in Judiciary Committee, we had, I think, a nice list of some very thoughtful things that could be done immediately. You know, kind of things that bigger concepts that, quite honestly, some of the states have been implementing before anybody at the federal level had even thought of some of these ideas. And I was part of that back in 2018 when we put some school grants out there. We had over 1,300 schools in Wisconsin participate. And, yeah, they hardened. They put more security measures in.
Mexican President Obrador will not attend this week's Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles, California, after President Biden declined to extend invitations to three authoritarian countries in the Western Hemisphere, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. The snub by America's southern neighbor is a blow to Biden's effort to assert regional leadership. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast. Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together, and that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready, Freddy, here we are on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, 34 past the hour on Tuesday, the 7th of June. I'm in Dallas this morning, having come here to work and oriented, if you will, with the new network. I say that it has been a long time. the 26, 7, 8, 9 years I was on Radio America come to an end this Friday, and I start next Monday on the USA Radio Network. What does that mean to you? Absolutely nothing. Nothing but the program will change. We've had a few changes in the last couple of weeks, but the delivery, what you hear, how you get it, as stations are getting comfortable understanding that they don't have to do much of anything, I just will be a different venue, but you'll not notice anything different at all about the program. But I have to meet some of the folks who are going to be working with me, and it's kind of a neat thing. Except when I got off the plane last night, it was whoosh. It's 97 degrees.
Oh, that's like walking into an oven.
Yeah,
right. And it's like this is I'm watching the local NBC station here as we're on the air in Dallas, and I get a kick out of these reporters who think that they add credibility to their report by standing in. It's 5:30 in the morning here in Dallas, 5:35. So they've got this guy out in front of the courthouse talking about a local story having to do with a judge, and he's in a suit and tie, and he's very prim and proper. First of all, why they send you to a courthouse at 5:30 in the morning to add credibility to the story, just I don't even begin to understand what thinking goes into. Well, we'll send a guy out to the scene of the crime. Okay, but there's nobody at the scene of the crime because it's the middle of the night or it's still dark at 5:30 in the morning. It is. I just find that amusing that some of that stuff is the huff and puffery.
It's the backdrop.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
they need
to
get
you something to give you something.
Because
something
how would they ever stand in front of a green screen? My goodness.
Right. Like the weather person does. No, that's another thing that really is amazing. I was up for a job as a weather person once very early in my career. And I remember going in for the audition and standing. I mean, I knew what was going on, but I had never experienced it before. So I'm standing there, and you're explaining the weather because you're looking at a screen off to your left. And you're pointing to what's behind you, which in real life is nothing. When you see these guys on TV doing the weather, they're pointing to they can't, behind them is not what is behind them actually.
Mm-hmm.
Is just as Jay just suggested, it's a green screen. And what you see is what is put up on the screen for you to see, but not, so they point out this, that, and the other thing. They can't see what they're pointing out.
Well, and it always is so astounding. Yeah, it's so astounding when it's like a severe weather watch, and there's tornadoes coming, and they're talking about this area, and then they switch the screens to this area. Because you see them, they have that little clicker in their hand that changes between screens, and then they can enhance stuff. And it is just the way they bounce around so quick. It is, really intriguing.
All right, 7 states today head to the polls to pick nominees for some of the most competitive House seats. Choices shaped by the forces. Redistricting has been an issue in some states. States that are voting today: California, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Mexico, New Jersey, South Dakota. We have stations and folks listening in each one of those states, so hopefully you will get to vote. Primaries, I have maintained this all through my life, understanding as a political science major when I went to school how important the first selection is. One of the reasons we have the likes of AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene and whoever else you can come up with that's a lunatic is because people don't go to the polls in the primary elections. They leave it to the party regulars, the people who are agitators and the people who are just, you know, there, we're going to get our way. So the choices you make in November are not the most solid choices because you haven't gone to vote during the pre-election, if you will, the primary, to sort out the wheat from the chaff. And so hopefully you will, and if you're in one of those states today, you'll exercise your rights. It's a wonderful thing to go to the ballot box. Hopefully you've got a ballot box, and that's how you vote, so you know your vote is secure. Number one issue in all of the congressional districts, Jay, the inflation rate. That's the biggest concern for voters in these races. It's come.
That sounds about right.
Number two is gun control and that sort of thing, and you know the other. So the war in Ukraine doesn't really show up as much. As interesting and compelling as it is for all of us, even though the relationship between inflation and the war is direct, people don't necessarily always understand or don't get that that's the case, but that is the case, frankly. That is the case. So as far as that's concerned, in Ukraine, apparently the Russians are going into Jay and I have schooled ourselves, actually Jay has schooled herself, in how to pronounce this city's name, Severodonetsk. Okay, hit it, Jay.
Severodonetsk.
Servio Donetsk. Okay.
From YouTube, I Googled it, apologies, that R is silent, Sieve Rodonetsk. But then I also question if that's the Russian pronunciation of Ukraine, because with Kyiv versus Kiev, yeah. Kiev is the Russian, Kyiv is the Ukrainian, so is it Sieve Rodonetsk or Sieve Rodonetsk?
At any rate.
I'm crushing that TSK at the end, though. I'm feeling really good about that.
Yeah, good for you. It's not important how to pronounce it as much as to understand what's going on there. At the moment, they aren't prevailing as well as they would like to. The Russians have used some new missiles and blowing up buildings, blowing up civilians. It's hard in Ukraine. Nobody's wearing a uniform. The soldiers are wearing mm-hmm. uniform. A lot of women have taken to the streets to fight with the men. Did you know that? A lot of women are there and exercising, you know, their right to protect themselves.
Yeah,
they're getting
and their
guns
homes.
And they're shooting it up. Yeah,
The street fighting is brutal. Yeah, to think that this is actually happening in our world today is truly astounding.
Yep, it really is, and we let it go on and on and on and on. Excuse me. One of the things, to go back to the election and what is driving people in some of these states, California especially, but it's also going on in New Jersey and some of the other East Coast states, where because of the problem with inflation, people are being forced out of their homes. You know, that there was a two-year hiatus placed on being able to evict people, I think. For the pretty much all of COVID, there were rules, laws, whatever, you couldn't evict. Mm-hmm. Well, those laws are all gone now.
Rent.
Yeah, and the rent's gone up. And people are getting evicted. So you can see a lot more homeless people. I don't know how that fixes the situation. This is so complex. It really is. Life is becoming so complex because of all of the things going back to, what is it? What's the reason for it? Why do we have, you've got somebody like Putin, who's a despot, who has never been in check, if you will. He's done pretty much what he wanted to since he got into power and has been able to use his authoritarian ways to literally get rid of his competition, shoot him, poison him, kill him, whatever. And in China, that same sort of thing sort of is happening, but you don't know it because there's very little information flow coming out of China. And we saw that with COVID when it basically came down to 4 million people dying and nobody really knew it. So, you know, when it comes right down to what affects us, it isn't just the neighborhood anymore. It isn't just your city or town. It isn't just the state. It isn't country. It's every place in the world influences what you're paying for gas in Iowa has nothing to do with anything going on in Iowa. In fact, it might be made a little better because the ethanol from corn being planted by your farmers is going to affect the price to a point. The oil companies, greedy B.O. bastards, that's all they are, the greedy bastards that they are trying to keep the farmers and ethanol, the corn, out of the gas mix because they don't make as much profit. They're making their profits are huge, huge at the moment. That's another disgrace. Okay, so anyway, enough on the disgraces. The bottom line is that the situation is a little murky, shall we say, for those who are voting, trying to figure out who the best candidates are. I thought this was interesting in Los Angeles yesterday. The city council voted to ban the sale of flavored tobacco products. The ban goes into effect next year, ends the sale of flavored e-cigarettes and menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. It doesn't ban the possession or use of flavored tobacco for anybody over the age of 21. It exempts hookah lounges. I didn't know they were even legal.
The hookah lounges? Well, it's not. It's just flavored nicotine kind of stuff. And I don't even think all of them have nicotine in it. I could be wrong. Yeah. But it's almost like a cafe. The food at a hookah lounge is pretty good, I gotta say.
Yeah, but what do you smell like when you come out of one of those places?
Fruity.
Yeah.
It's not like cigarette smell kind of stuff. It's awful. People are smoking. They're different flavored things. A lot of people love it. It's almost like a different version of going to a cafe with different coffees or whatever.
Is it?
But it, yeah.
Not for me. Okay, 44 after the hour in a moment. Dave Chappelle has done something wonderful, and you'll find out about it right after this.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Smile, you're on the radio. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So Dave Chappelle is now giving back this past weekend performance in Buffalo, New York. All of the money went to the families of the shooting victims there. Did he make the arrangement to be at the Shea Performing Arts before the shooting or afterward? Did he make a deliberate attempt to go to Buffalo to, in fact, this was May 14th, so was it 2-3 weeks ago?
To my knowledge, this was just one of his tour stops. This
was
already a date scheduled. He was at the Shea's Performing Arts Center, which seats about 3,000. Mm-hmm. And all of the ticket proceeds are completely going to the victims' families.
So this guy, Dave is black, and most of the victims were black. And people say, oh, that's why he did it. How do you know that? Where do you come up with the conclusion, these people who say, they only help themselves or help each other? Frankly, we could say the same about white people, I suppose, right? There's that drive to help those with whom we have more in common. I don't know that that's the case. I don't know. People say a lot of things, but how do you really know what motivates the guy and what difference does it make in this circumstance?
Well, but also, the 10 victims that were killed were black, and they were targeted for basically being black.
Yeah, right. Well, at any rate, I think
18-year-old gunman. The whole thing's awful, and it just keeps one after another. It's like you have to Google to see what it is.
I know. I don't want to. Yeah, I'd like to not talk about it at all. Fortunately, we're out of time in this half hour. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV. Whoops, no, it isn't. It's the Doug Steph Good Day program.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Three after the hour now on Doug Steffens' Good Day. Jay and I now turn to your family with a connection to the farm and food. The information here is moderately biased because it comes from me. and I have this bias toward local farms and family farms. And so with the inflation driving the prices up, I said something about this. I'm trying to remember who I was talking to or where. Oh, I know. I posted something on my own Facebook page. You can always check things that are important to me, my family and stuff, and the farm. It's facebook.com/Doug Steffen. The emphasis on local farms and local farming because the growing season is now well underway. And there are a lot of people. I know why I posted it, because we had our first farmer's market at my farm last Sunday. And I explained to folks that it really is a little, we sort of did it to practice as much as anything else. We had some people there that had nothing to do. There were folks selling jewelry and local artisans and that sort of stuff. I said, okay, let's bring them in if they would like to come. And the place was hopping. There were people, wall-to-wall people enjoying the animals and having fun. And we were talking, had a few lessons about how to grow stuff, use compost. And that's what more and more people want to do, the gardens. Who is Yanni Pappas? Where did you find that information out, Jay? He's got
This is from a story about Fenway Victory Gardens, where
Fenway Park.
People...
At Fenway Park.
It's Fenway Victory Gardens, part of the nonprofit group Fenway Garden Society in England.
Okay.
Where it's you have discussed. I can't remember the name of the place you were talking about, but you discussed something like this, where it's a larger property and the community members can buy a lot on this property to grow their garden.
Yep.
And
yeah,
it's kind of like a communal garden situation.
Community gardens, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and people can also not if they're not great at gardening, but they can buy into it where they can share some of the crops and everything. And so this guy, Yanni Pappas, said in an interview that he had to wait quite a while before he was able to get a spot because it's something that so many people are becoming interested in these community gardens, in gardening themselves, in starting up local farms.
Yeah, this isn't my neck. I thought I recognized. This is my neck of the woods in suburban Boston. But these sorts of things are happening all around the country. And one of the good things, when you get right down to brass tacks, I prepared my hometown of Framingham as a large community garden down next to the state prison, as a matter of fact. And there are 60 families that feed themselves out of this, and I prepared the garden for them. I sure plowed it and used my rototiller to smooth things off, and they're all ready to go. And then at the end of the day, they take the extra food they have, and they give it to people who are in need. And I suggest that might be a feel-good sort of thing for you to do. If you're going to have your own garden and you grow things and you got some excess, then give it to people who need it, because there are a lot of people who actually need extra food. But learn more about how things grow. Teach your children how things grow. It's very cool. And so in league with farm news and food news, today is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
Let's
get down to brass tacks here. We sell a lot of chocolate ice cream on the farm. I have what we call the ice cream bus on the farm. Chocolate ice cream, did you know this, Jay? It was actually invented before vanilla. I was going to say discovered, invented. I don't know. It's not like it was a machine. Invention.
Yeah.
I don't know what the right word is, but the earliest ice cream flavor
created
was chocolate. Yeah.
Invented,
yeah,
created. Yeah, I would have thought that it would have been vanilla, too, but I guess ice cream was originally modeled after drinks, and because hot chocolate was so popular, chocolate ice cream was the one that was modeled first, because there's really, when you think about it, there's no vanilla drinks.
Well,
other than like a vanilla latte or something like that, but not like hot chocolate.
All right, and top 9 ice cream flavors. We couldn't come up with 10. Mint chocolate chip as number 1. Chocolate is 2. Cookies and cream is 3. Vanilla is 4. Butter pecan 5. Rocky Road 6. Strawberry 7. Chocolate chip 8. Neapolitan is 9. There it is. Your favorite ice cream flavors here on the DJV program. It's 59 past the hour.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keeps Hair. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.